this week's parsha, Parshas Boy, we are given the mitzvah of eating matzah during the Chag HaMatzos, which we usually refer to as the Yom Tov of Pesach. The Torah also tells us later on in the parsha that at the time of our departure from Mitzrayim, Vayoifu es habotzeik asher hoitziu mi Mitzrayim ugois matzois ki loichomeitz ki gorshu mi Mitzrayim velo yochlu lismahameha vegam tzedo loy osu lohem. They baked the dough that they took out of Egypt into unleavened bread, for they could not be leavened since they were driven from Egypt, and they could not delay, nor had they made provisions for themselves. The Torah here records the fact that as they were leaving Egypt in a hurry, their dough didn't have a chance to rise, and therefore they ate matzah. The Torah doesn't make the connection between this and the mitzvah we have to eat matzah. However, later on, in Chumash Dvorim, in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah does seem to make the connection. The Pasuk says, Loi soichal olav chometz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzois, lechem oini, ki b'chipozoin yotzoso me'eretz Mitzrayim. You shall not eat leavened bread with it, with the Korban Pesach. For 7 days you shall eat matzahs, bread of affliction, for you departed from the land of Egypt in haste. This pasuk implies that we eat matzah because we left in haste. And as Rashi explains, lo hispik b'tzeikom lahachmitz. Their dough didn't have a chance to rise. And so we clearly state in the Haggadah, Matzo zu sh'onu oichlin al shum mo, al shum shelo yispik b'tzeikom shel avoiseinu lahachmitz. By eating matzah, we are commemorating not only redemption itself, but also the fact that it was so sudden and abrupt. It happened so fast that the dough didn't even have time to rise. However, in the beginning of the Haggadah, we talk about the matzah in different terms. We say, Ho lachmo anyo diacholu avhosono ba'avodim Mitzrayim. This is the bread of poverty, the poor man's bread, or the bread of affliction, lachmo anyo, that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. Is the matzah a symbol of redemption, or is it a symbol of affliction? This verse is explained by Reb David Abudraham in his commentary to Haggadah Shel Pesach, by what Reb Avraham Ibn Ezra relates, that when he was imprisoned in India, he was served matzah because that was the custom in the prisons of India, to feed the prisoners matzah, being that it takes longer to digest and therefore gives the person a feeling of being full for a longer period of time. Says the Abudraham that it's safe to assume that so also the Egyptians fed the Jews matzah for the same reason, and that's what is meant by Ho lachmo anyo diacholu avhosono ba'aro di Mitzrayim, that we ate that bread during our years of slavery. So it comes to be that the matzah actually incorporates two different things. On one hand, is the bread of affliction, which we ate as slaves in Mitzrayim. On the other hand, it commemorates the moment of liberation when we were rushed out of Mitzrayim and our dough didn't have a chance to rise. Two diametrically opposed memories. Why would we combine the two? And we may ask, why, after we've been eating matzah for all those years of slavery, did the Ribbono Shel Olam bring about redemption in a way that we actually were forced to continue to eat matzah? The message seems to be clear. Redemption is not so much about the change of external conditions as it is about gaining a new perspective. Until now, matzah was to us a bread of affliction. Now the same matzah takes on a new meaning. It's not about eating something else. We're eating the same thing. But until now, we tasted oini. We tasted affliction. Now we taste the sweet taste of redemption. Redemption came in such a hurry that we had no time to care about the dough rising. A story is told about the Baal Shem Tov. One morning, he meets Getzel, the Wasserträger, the water carrier in Mezhebish. He greets him with his warm and friendly smile and asks him, "Reb Getzel, how are you this morning?" Getzel responds, "Rebbe, you know, I'm not a complainer. But if you're asking, I guess I should tell you the truth. Things are actually terrible. You know, I'm getting old. I'm not as strong as I used to be. I can barely carry two pails at once. My back is breaking. And you know, my wife has been ill for several years now. Things are very difficult at home. Many things I have to take care of. I have two daughters that are older girls. I can't find them a shidduch. I mean, it's really bad." The Baal Shem Tov tries to comfort him, tries to console him, tries to give him some encouragement, but soon Getzel is off on his way. The next morning, the Baal Shem Tov meets Getzel again. He once again greets him with his friendly smile and he asks him, "Reb Getzel, how are you this morning?" Getzel responds and he says, "Rebbe, what should I say? Thank God, Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. Most of my friends are not living anymore. And you know what? Not only am I alive, I'm also working. And I can still support my family. And you know what? My wife has been ill for several years. But she's alive. And we're there for each other. And we have a home filled of happiness and love. And you know, I have two daughters. Wonderful daughters. They're so wonderful that it's hard to find a man that can be worthy of marrying them. I'm so thankful for what I have." Said the Baal Shem Tov, "Aha, you know, I now have an answer to a question Tosfos asks. Tosfos asks that there's a contradiction. On one hand, we say Mizoinoisov shel Adam k'tzuvin loy meirosh hashana v'ad rosh hashana. A person's Mizoinois, a person's parnasa, is given to him from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. It's decided on Rosh Hashanah how much a person should make every year. On the other hand, Chazal tell us that Odom Nidoin Bechol Yoim, a person is judged every day. Now, said the Baal Shem Tov, I understand. How much is given to us is decided on Rosh Hashanah. But how we take it is a new decision every day. So it's not so much about objective circumstances as it's about our attitude, our approach, about how we take it. And b'chol dor v'dor chayiv adam liroi ses atzmai ki'ilu hu yotza mimitzrayim. We must remember that the same matzah, the same objective circumstances can be taken as a bread of affliction, but they can be transformed into loyispik b'tzeikum shel aviseinu lahachmitz. They can be transformed into a bread of geula, into a bread of redemption. It's all a matter of how we spin it. If we put a positive spin on objective reality, we will be redeemed. A guten Shabbos.